Daf is Daf Yud Beis. So we got to the last six lines of Yud Aleph on Yud Beis. The Gemara has a machlokis with regards to Nigmar Dino. Again, it's six lines up, last four words. Nigmar Dino Venasa Kohen Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza. Let's say the Gemara Dim was given. Reuven was convicted of murdering someone in Bishogeg. He was about to be sent to Gullus, and then turned out the Kohen Gadol was a Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza. His mother was a divorcee or a Ben Chalutza. So now what happens? So does that mean there was never a Kohen Gadol in his time and he's stuck forever? Or maybe the discovery that he's a Ben Grusha, that's like he died. So Pligi bar Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, there's a machlokas amarayim, chad amar mesa kahuna. It's as if he died and he gets to go free without ever having to step 1 second into Gullus. The chad amar batla kuna, the other opinion holds that the kuna was entirely batel. Rashi just explains here, look at five lines up in Rashi, mesa kuna harehu kimes. It's as if the Kohen Gadol died, ve'ein harotzeach gola. He doesn't need to be sent to Gullus. But if you assume bat lakuna, iglai milso lemafreya shalohaya kohen gadol, turned out he was never the kohen gadol, v'havalei rotseach nigmar dino b'lo kohen gadol v'eino chozer li'olam. Turns out it's the complete opposite. Either he gets off the hook entirely, or he's stuck forever. So Gemara says, lema, let's suggest that this machlokis Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, is the same exact machlokis, but pluksa de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, as found in the Mishnah, kamifilgi. What's the Mishnah say? Mishnah tells us the Tanan that it's a Mishnah in Chumos. Haya omid mumakriv al gavi mizbech. The Kohen is busy bringing karbanos from the mizbech. V'no deshu ben grusha ben chalutza. And it becomes apparent that he actually is a son of a grusha, son of a chalutza. He can't serve as a Kohen. He's a chalal. So Rabbi Eliezer omer kol karbanos shehikriv psulon. Retroactively, every carbon he brought was possible. And if you know that he was brought your chatas, you have to go back and bring your chatas. It's all done. It's iglai milsul mafreya that he was never a Kohen. And Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, he permitted moving forward, he can't serve as a Kohen, but everything in the past was considered kosher. That seems to be saying the same exact thing. Man the Damar Mesa, the one who held by the case of Gullus, the discovery that the Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha, that he is Kemesa, that's like Rabbi Yeshua, that's Mesa only Mikan Ula Haba, but not retroactively. But the one who holds Man Damar Batla, that it gets cancelled, and it's as if there never was a Kohen Gadol during Nigmar Din, that's like Rabbi Eliezer, who says all the Karbanos brought L'mafreya are all disqualified. So that's the Gemara's initial suggestion that these two debates are exactly parallel. But the Gemara says in the top of Yud Beis and Aleph now, Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, who again held Batla Kahuna, that all Karbanos are possible retroactively. So Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, Lo Pligi, there is no Machlokas. In the world of Rabbi Eliezer, who assumes again the Kohen Gadol was possible, all the Karbanos are possible, so by the case of the Ari Miklat, he would also say Batla Kahuna, and it's as if there was never a Kohen Gadol and he's there forever. That was clear within the world of Rabbi Eliezer. It was as if there never was a Kohen Gadol and he's stuck in Gullus li'olam. Ki pligi, when do Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha argue? They argue Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua made a statement that said the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen rather, discovers he's a Ben Grusha, so then only moving forward are the Karbanos possible, but not retroactively. So they hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Mesa, Rabbi Yeshua. So the one who says that the Ari Miklat, when you discover the Kohen Gadol is a Ben Grusha, it's Mesa, only Mikan Hulaba. That worked out very nicely with Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah by the Karbanos, that retroactively all the Karbanos are still kosher. But Man Damar Batla, the one who holds Batla, that even in this case, Rabbi Yeshua will say Batel by the Ari Miklat, because Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Yeshua Hasam, the only reason why Rabbi Yeshua allows the Karbanos to be kosher, even those that were brought in the past, because the Pasuk says, Dichsev Berach Hashem Chelo Ufa Yadav Tirtze. So afil chalalim shebo. The pasuk says chilo and tirtze, telling us even a chalal bid the evidence. If a chalal brought a carbon, it's still a kasher carbon. So that's a special gzeirah caused by karbanos. Mashenkein aval hachal. When it comes to this case of Ari Miklat, afil Rabbi Yeshua b'mode, even he would agree that the Kohen Gadol who's found to be a Ben Grusha, it's as if he never was a Kohen Gadol, and the rotzeach b'shoge is stuck in Gullus li'olam. Okay, fascinating discussion. So now the Gemara says, Vaiter, Nigmar Dino V'chule. But there's a point, the Hafla writes, that this halacha, when it comes to the Kohen who discovers he's a chalal, and he's giving the karbanos, so the Rabbi Shua holds that all the karbanos he brought are kasher, he's only possible mikanu la'ba. The Hafla is a chiddish, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, even there Rabbi Shua will agree retroactively, all the karbanos l'mafreya are actually going to be possible. There's only a heter for the Kohen Hediot. Retroactively, they're all kosher, b'di'eved. But for the Kohen Gadol, he thinks that they're all going to be possible. and they ask a question, but here the Gemara doesn't distinguish. The Gemara by the Ari Miklat's Kohen Gadol, and they're equating it to the halachas of Karbanos. So that member of Rachman gave an answer, I don't know the answer, but that's a chiddush of the Hafla. The Gemara now says, Nigmar Dino v'chule. So Amar Yehuda Marav, Shtei ta Yoav Osasha. So we're going to need Ricky's help a little bit, who Yoav was, that Yoav made a couple of mistakes when he was trying to run away. What happened was, David HaMelech, before he had died, he commanded Shlomo HaMelech that he should kill Yoav ben Tsruya, who was the general, because Yoav had killed Avner, who was one of the generals of Yisrael, and Amsa, who was another general of the Yehuda. And so he said, Shlomo, I want you to go ahead and kill Yoav. So now, when Yoav heard this, he started to run away. He wanted to take some type of safety somewhere. So, Ba'osasha, Dichsiv, Vayanas Yoav El Oel Hashem, he ran to the Oel Hashem, which is the Mishkan, V'yechazek Bekarnos Mizbech, and he held on tight to the horns of the Mizbech.
Was it Adonio?
Yeah.
And he was with Adonio.
They were together? Could be.
I think, no?
No, that was the other general?
That was the other one. Yeah. The other general. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so either way, so he went to hold on to the Mizbeach.
Yes, it was Adonio.
Did we, yeah?
A few days.
So anyway, so the halacha is that Mizbeach is also Matzil. The Mizbeach serves as Ari Miklat. Now, we didn't see this yet, but that's a din that you hold on to the Mizbeach, so it's going to protect you from being killed. So he ran over to the Ol Hashem and held on to the Karnos Mizbeach. So Ta, number one, is Sheno L'Kalit El Gago. Only the roof of the Mizbeach, but not the Karnos. He was standing on the ground holding on to one of the corners. That doesn't work. So that's number one. V'hu Tafas B'Karnosav. Ta, number two, Sheno L'Kalit El Mizbeach Beis Olamim V'hu Tafas Mizbeach Shel Shilo. It only works in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Olamim, but Mizbeach found in Shiloh, that doesn't provide protection. So that's the halacha. Now Rashi points out this couldn't really be referring to Mizbeach Shel Shiloh because that didn't exist anymore during the time of David. It's really Mizbeach of Abama. They had Abama somewhere and that's what he was holding on to. Those were his two mistakes. So by Amar Bahanami Mitai, he made a third mistake. Ta'a She'enu Kolit El Kohen V'Avo De'Biyado V'Hu Zahaya. The Mizbeach only protects a Kohen while he's doing the Avoda. But he, Yoav, was not a Kohen, he was a Zahar. And it doesn't provide protection for a non-Kohen. Along these same lines, Amar Reish Lakish Shalosh Tayos Asid Saro Shel Rome Letaos. In the future, the Tsar, the Malach, the ministering angel of Rome, is going to make three mistakes. Dichsiv, but Pasuk describes in Yeshayahu, Mize ba mi Edom Chometz. We know this from Begadim. We know this from Shal Shudas. We say this. Mize ba Edom Chometz. Who comes from Edom Chometz? Begadim, who has dirty clothing. Mi Batra comes from a place Batra. So he was trying to escape being killed. The Tsar Shel Rome. So the angel of Rome. So Toesh Sheino Kalat Es Ela Batzar Hu Galal LeBatzra. We know one of the six Ari Mikla was Batzar, so he confused Batzra with Batzar. So that was mistake number one. Mistake number two. Toesh Sheino Kalat Es Ela Shogeg Hu Mezidaya. Only a person who killed accidentally gets Hatzala, but one who did it Bemezid, and the Sar Shel Rome is killing people Bemezid, they don't get Hatzala. And third mistake was Toesh Sheino Kalat Es Ela Adam Vuhu Malachu. It only protects people, doesn't protect angels. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yevohu, Yir Ari Miklat lo nitnu l'kfura. The Ari Miklat is not allowed to be used for a place of burial. D'chsev u'migarsheyam yihu l'vehemtam u'lechusham u'lechol chayasam. So this is referring to the Ari Migrash. Remember that, you know, Ari Miklat is six, Ari Migrash are the other 42. So these Ari Migrash, the other 42 cities where they would go and get a safe haven, it says, chayusam l'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kfura. These cities were set aside to give life to people, to give life to those who live there, life to the rotschim, but it wasn't given for burial. So the Gemara says, Meisive, Shama, we said, the Pasuk says they have to be living there, Shama, Sham take diraso, Sham take misaso, Sham take furaso. The Pasuk we learned says there he should live, there he should die, and there he should be buried. So we say that he should be buried there. So the first drush is, you're not allowed to be buried there, and here we say he should be buried there. Shiny rotach, shiny de gali bei rachmanar. No one else is allowed to be buried there other than the Rotzeach. The Rotzeach says, Shama, there you stay forever, but all the people who die have to be taken elsewhere to be buried. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kishem She'ir Kolatas, just like the city of the Ir Miklat would provide protection, so too the Tchum would. So Urminhu, V'yashaba Bavlo B'Tchuma. You're supposed to live in the city, but not in the Tchum, the Drashah. So we see that the Tchum doesn't provide protection. So the Gemara answers, Amar Bai Lo Kasha Kan Liklo Kan Lador. There's one place you can't live there. Yeshabah means to sit there, not to live in the tchum, only in the city, but not outside. So you're not allowed to live in the tchum, but it does liklot. It does provide the protection if you're found in the tchum. So the Gemara says, Ladur, to live there, we know already you can't live there. It's another drasha that tells us you can't live in the tchum. Typically, de'ein osin sadeh migrash, v'lo migrash sadeh, you can't make the migrash into a field, and the field into the migrash. The migrash was, I think, the open area on the side. It's like Rashi says, like 2,000 amos, just like of no man's land, of just open area, and a field was an area that you would grow things. You can't switch the sadeh with the migrash with the sadeh. Lo migrash ir, you can't turn the migrash on the outside into the city. Lo ir le migrash. So we know already that the outside migrash and sadeh can never be turned into a city, which means you can't live there. So why do you need a separate pasuk v'yishabba ba v'lo b'tchuma? We already know you can't live in the tchum. So Rav Sheish says lo nitzcha ela mechilos. It's an interesting thing. What it means is you're not supposed to live in the tunnels. I don't know how you live in a tunnel, but apparently there's a thought to live in the tunnels below the migrash, below the sadeh. So we learn from the extra drasha that even in the mechilos, even the tunnels below, is not allowed to be used for a makom dira. So then the Mishnah told us that rotzeach sheyotze chutz l'tchum, if a rotzeach steps outside the tchum, so then he's in danger. So in Mechlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, what the halach is. So we said that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's a mitzvah, b'yad ha-gol adam, to kill him. Everyone else has a rishus. Rabbi Kiva took it a notch lower. He says, no, the gol adam has a rishus, and everyone else would be chayiv if they kill the rotzeach who steps outside the tchum. So the Gemara quotes a brayso, Tana Rabbanan v'rotzach, gol adam is a rotzeach. And the gol adam kills the rotzeach, mitzvah, b'yad, v'rotzach, the pasuk says, Rotzach Galdam, fine. I said Rotzach. So the Galdam kills Rotzach. Mitzvah means, it tells us Rotzach means it's a mitzvah. We're telling you, we're encouraging mitzvah b'yad Galdam to kill. Ein Galdam, if the Galdam is not available. Rishus b'yad kol adam divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Everyone else has a option of killing if they want, but no mitzvah. We don't encourage them. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rishus b'yad Galdam v'chol adam chayav malav. He has the opposite again. The Galdam is allowed to only, but everyone else is going to be, it's also for everyone else to. So my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does he think there's a mitzvah? Miksiv im ratzach, let's say if he wants to, then say if, that he has the option. It says ratzach, that we're encouraging him, ratzach, there's a mitzvah to kill the rotzeach. Rabbi Kiva, miksiv yirtach, yirtach would indicate a tziva. It doesn't say yirtach, it says ratzach. Ratzach is really ambiguous. Doesn't mean a command, but doesn't mean voluntary. So since it's ambiguous, that's the machlokes of Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So there is a discussion when the Galdam is chasing the Rotzeach. Is a Rotzeach allowed to defend himself and kill the Galdam? So that's a machlokis in the Achronim. Some say he has a right to defend himself. A person comes, Hashkim Hargacha, Bal Hargacha, a guy tries to kill you, you defend yourself. Others say you could defend yourself, but you're not allowed to kill him. And if the Rotzeach goes ahead and kills the Galdam, then the Rotzeach actually would be Chayef. So there's a machlokis what type of defense the Rotzeach is allowed to have. So the Gemara now says further, Amar Marzutra, Bar Tuvio, Amar Rav, Rotzeach sheyotze chutz l'tchum, if the Rotzeach steps outside the tchum of the Ir Miklat, umatzeh Galdam, the Galdam finds him, v'hargo, and he kills him, v'nehra galav, so then if he steps outside the tchum and the Galdam finds him, he gets killed. So who do you hold like that? Meaning we said above that everyone you have a mitzvah or a rishus for the Galdam is allowed to kill him. So who would ever say that the Galdam would be killed himself if he killed the Rotzeach? That's what he's supposed to do. Come on, lo k'rabi Yossi Aglili v'lo k'rabi Kiva. This doesn't go like any of the Tanaim we saw so far. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there's a mitzvah for the Galdam to kill, and Rabbi Kiva says that there's a rishus. No one would say that the Galdam gets killed for doing that. So the Gemara answers, who da'amar ki'ay Tana? He holds like a different Tana. The Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ad amdu l'fnei eidah l'mishpat. You can't kill him until he goes to the Beis Din. Ma tamal omer, what is that telling us? Since the pasuk says the Galdam could kill the murderer, you could think right away he has the right to kill him. The Galdam can't kill him until Beis Din convicts him. What that means is when they convict him, so then the Galdam is allowed to kill him in Beis Din. That's the heter. But the moment he's no longer in Beis Din, he's in the Ar Miklat, or he steps outside the Ar Miklat, then there is no longer any heter for the Galdam to kill him anymore. And if he does kill him, so then the Galdam gets killed himself. And that's a third shita that wasn't found in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, now according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Right, if that's the case, so...
Do you kill him then, or else he's free forever?
No, so I guess if the Galdam doesn't kill him, I guess if he runs away, maybe it's a race. It's a race to the finish.
But they said you have to kill him in Bez.
No, I think he's allowed to. Do they have to, it says? I thought he's allowed to. Let me look at if there's a Rashi here. I don't see any Rashi here.
Well, maybe the Bezer just says, okay, you can kill him. And then if he runs away, you have to chase.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But let's see if there's any clarification here. I thought it was just like kind of like a chase. That's my thought. But no indication from Rashi either way. So then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, Hai ad amdu lefnei ha'edil mishvah ma'adar shebeh. What do they learn from this pasuk? They said the Gal Adam could kill him, either mitzvah or rishus. But what's the idea of bringing him to a mishpat? So, ahumi barlei lichadatanya. It's needed for the following drasha, that Rabbi Akiva Omer...
Here it says that after baking... After Bezin says that he's chayav mita, or that he's chayav...
Yeah, we're good? Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. So the Brisa says, Rabbi Akiva Omer minayin l'Sanhedrin shiro echad shaharig zed nefesh. How do you know if Sanhedrin themselves witness a murder? Shein ma'misin also ad shi'abud bebezin acher. They can't serve now, since they are the Edom, they can't be the judges also, so they have to testify in front of a different bezin. Tamalomer ad amdu l'fnei ha'idu l'mishpat ad shi'amud bebezin acher. That you have to go in front of a different bezin. If bezin witnesses a murder, they can be the dayanim as well. A completely different drasha. Nothing to do with what this Brisa said above. So Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbana niyatsa im yatsa. If the Rotzeach leaves the Tchum, so then the Gal Adam could kill him. Yatsa Rotzeach ein liela b'mezid. I only know if yatsa he walked out intentionally. He knew that he was walking out and walking into danger. But let's say b'shogig minayin. How do I know if he walks out accidentally? Or he is pushed out is probably onus. But let's say accidentally he just forgot where the Tchum was. How do we know that Gal Adam has the right to kill him even if he leaves b'shogig? Tamalomer im yatsa. It says if he leaves no matter how he left. Now, I'm not sure if we'd go so far to say if someone pushed him out, if he was ones, I don't know if that would also be included in this drasha, but I don't know, I didn't see it anywhere. The Hatanim, but doesn't the Brisa say, b'mezid nerag b'shogeg golem? So the lach is, if he walked out on purpose, so then he gets killed. If he walks out b'shogeg, he gets golem. So what's the shayla here? If he walks out b'mezid, it should be the other way around, no? Ah, right, that's the point. If the Rotzeach walks out b'mezid, so then he is worthy of being killed. The Gal Adam has the right to kill him. But if the Rotzeach walks out b'shogeg, so the Gal Adam cannot kill him, he could only send him back into Galus. So in this case, so we see from this Brisa, walking out b'shogeg, he does not have the right to kill him. He only has the right to send him back to the Yermikla. So Lokasha, the Gemara says there is no contradiction here. Ha kamandamer amrinan dibra Torah kolashim b'nei Adam. Ha da'am kamandamer lo amrinan dibra Torah kolashim b'nei Adam. Right, so it says it two times. So lashim b'nei Adam, people repeat themselves oftentimes. The question is, does the Torah also repeat itself, or there is no such thing as an extra word? So if you assume that the Torah speaks kolashim b'nei Adam, so yata yate, it's not the extra word. You can't drash, you can't include a shogeg. But if you assume the Torah doesn't speak Lashon B'nei Adam, and every word is so precious, so then there's an extra lima to include even a Rotzeach who steps out b'shogeg can be killed by the Gal Adam. So Amar Abaye says, Mistaver, it's logical to say, Command Amar, Dibra Torah Kolashon B'nei Adam, that the Torah does repeat itself, Shelo Yehei Sofo Chamer Mitchilasa, so that the end shouldn't be more stringent than the beginning. Meaning, initially when he was found guilty, so if he did it on purpose, he gets killed. If he did it accidentally, he gets sent to Gullus. That's the beginning, how he sent off to Gullus in the beginning. So it makes sense at the end, if he caught leaving the Tchum, there should be that same distinction between Mezid and Shogeg, and therefore it makes more sense to Paskin like Lasha, that the Torah speaks Kalashim bin Adam, and it wasn't an available drasha to include Shogeg, who left the Tchum b'Shogeg. Gemara now says, Tani Chada, one Brisa teaches us that an Av Shaharag Beno, Av Shaharag rather, Beno Nasilo Gal Hadam. If a father kills his own son, so a different son can serve as a Gal Hadam for his brother. So he's going to be now chasing his father to kill his father. And Vitani Idach, there's another Brisa that tells us that Ain Beno Nasilo Gal Hadam, that his son is not allowed to be a Gal Hadam against his father because of mitzvah Kibud Avim. So the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Ha Rabbi Yossi Glili Va Rabbi Kiva, must be this machlokes, that according to Rabbi Yossi Glili holds that there's a mitzvah, so then you're allowed to kill the father, but according to Rabbi Kiva, that's a rishus, so then you don't have the right to kill your father and be a Gal Adam against your father. So the Gemara says, wait a second here. V'tizvara. Bein l'man damar mitzvah, bein l'man damar rishus. No matter how you slice it, nishari, even if you assume, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that there's a mitzvah on the Gaal Dam in general, is it a mitzvah against one's own father, though? V'ha merabba bar Rav Huna. V'chein tani debay Rabbi Yishmael. L'chol eina ben nasa shliach l'aviv l'akoso l'klaloso. A son can never be a shliach bezin against his father. He can't be a shliach bezin to hit his father, to curse his father, chutz mi mesis, except for a mesis, because a mesis is such a bad naveira. Shari amr Torah lo sachmo lo sichas alav. You never have any mercy on the mesis. But aside from the mesis, and this case is a situation of ritzicha, the son cannot be a shliach bezin. He cannot be the gol hadam. So by the way, you see from here, by the way, that there is a discussion whether Gol Hadam, is the Gol Hadam representing the murdered, the one who is dead, or is he representing Shliach Bezdin? That seems to be what's going on here. But that's another point just to have in mind. But we see from here, though, that a son can...
Why would you say that the Gol Hadam is representing Bezdin?
Because here we're referring to it as a Shliach Bezdin here. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to bring this Brisa in.
So the Bezdin sends him out to do that?
That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. The fact that they're connecting this halacha, that a ben cannot be a shliach bezdin against his father. So I would say, what do you mean? There's a whole other halacha here. This is him representing his dead brother. So the fact that the Gemara invokes this brisa indicates that he might be more of a shliach bezdin as opposed to a shliach of the deceased. I'm just throwing it out there as a food for thought.
How can you be a shliach of the deceased?
No, but taking revenge. You're trying to
revenge.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Right, on behalf. Exactly. So at the end of the day, we see that there is a stira whether or not a son can be a gol hadam against his own father. So the Gemara ends up answering, Ela lo kasha ha bivno ha ben bino. One referring to the son himself, one referring to the grandson. So look at the Rashi here. Meaning the son cannot be the gol hadam, but the grandson may be the gol hadam against his grandfather. So says Rashi, let's look at Rashi first. Ela lo kasha ha bivno ha ben bino. Ha detanya ein bino nasa gol hadam bivno shirotech kamar. That's when we say he can't be the gol hadam, the actual son. The bright that says, "Bino nase lo gol adam, bivno shel harug kamar," the son of the one killed, so the grandson of the murderer. Kamar shu ben bino shrotzeach ve'eno muzar al kvodo. So it's coming out, this is a very, very important Rashi. You see a good in a Shas, points to the Drashos Ranach. I don't know what the Drashos Ranach says, I don't know who the Ranach is either, but this is a very important Rashi because there is a discussion in the Ramah. Ramah in Hilchos Kibra Ve'eim records a machlokas, whether or not there's a mitzvah for a grandson to be mechabed the grandfather. So the Ramah quotes an opinion that says you don't have to, then you do have to. So these are one of the sources that the Rashi writes here, that there is no mitzvah of being mechabed one's own grandfather. But again, there's a lot of back and forth, there's a lot of discussion about this. It connects to the sugya of b'nei banim harayim kimbanim, their grandchildren considered like sons themselves. So this is again a large discussion, it impacts Yerusha, it impacts Kibud Av Eim. So this again is just a very important Rashi for that sugya.
You're not allowed to brag about your kids, but you're allowed to brag about your grandkids.
Ah, so you see there's another distinction. Okay. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us now, Ilan, so this is a little bit of a confusing sugya now. An Ilan Shehu Omed Betoch HaTchum, if a tree is within the tchum of the Yermiklat, the nofo note chutz l'tchum, but the branch is hanging outside. Oh, let's say Omed chutz l'tchum, the tree's base is outside the tchum, the nofo note besoch l'tchum, and the branches are hanging inside the tchum. Hakol holech acher hanof, we always follow the branch. So the branches are inside, so then that's the tree is considered inside the Ermiklad. The branches are outside, even though the trunk is inside, we view it as being outside. It always goes wherever the branches are hanging. So the Gemara asks the question, or Minhi, when it comes to the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni. So Ma'aser Sheni, when you bring your fruit to Yerushalayim, so halacha is you're allowed to be pod the fruit, so long as you're still outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The moment you enter into Yerushalayim, you can't be pod it, but there's a mitzvah to eat. So the Mishnah says, Ilan Shehu Omeda, there's a bit of a girsa here, but let's say, Betochat Pnim, the tree that's inside Yerushalayim, Venot Lechut, but the branches are hanging outside. Oh, Omed Bechut, where the tree is outside, Venot Lefnim, but the branches are going inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So the halacha here is, Mikneged Achome Lefnim Klefnim, Mikneged Achome Lechut Klechut, so you break it up by the wall. We don't follow the branches anywhere. You draw a line wherever the wall is, the tree's like going through the wall, wherever that line is, this is inside, that's outside. So that's a very different distinction than from Ari Mikla. Ari Mikla depends where the branches are, but when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, it comes to where the wall is. So the Gemara says, Ma'aser Ari Mikla Karamis, you're going to ask the Kasher from Ma'aser Sheni to Ari Mikla? They're two different halachas. Ma'aser B'choma Tal Rachmana, the Torah connects the Ma'aser Sheni halachas to the wall. So we could just draw this line, this wall, right through the tree, and we make a distinction that way. As opposed to Ari Miklat, Bidira Tal Rahman, the Torah connects the world of Ari Miklat to a living. So people, if you live by a tree, Benofo Medhatadirle, Bikarlo Mesadirle. People don't live by the trunk, you live underneath the branches. The branches provide the sail, the shade, the protection. So wherever the nof is, that's where the deer is. That's why Ari Miklat is very different than Maiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, fine, but I'll ask a question, Rami Maiser Maiser. I'm going to ask a question from one halacha of Maiser Sheni to another halacha of Maiser Sheni. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us that B'Yushalayim halach achar nof, Bar Miklat halach achar nof. The Braisa clearly says when it comes to Yushalayim, and this is a reference to Maiser Sheni, we follow the branch, just like Ari Miklat. So this is a very clear statement that even Maiser Sheni goes after the branches, doesn't go after the wall. So Amar Rav Kana lo kasha, this is not a contradiction, it's actually a machlokis between two opinions. Harab Yehuda, Harabanam. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, moving on to Amar Beis, and Amar Beis is much shorter, so we'll be fine with timing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ma'ara holech achar pischa b'ilan holech achar nofa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds with regards to Meiser, if you have a cave, so it all goes based on where the entrance to the cave is, and when it comes to a tree, it all goes based on where the branches are. So Rashi just explains to make this clear, holech achar nofa, achar pischa rather, kula bifnim upsucha lachutz kilchutz. So let's say you've got a cave, and the cave is really in Yerushalayim, but the entrance to the cave is outside Yerushalayim. So then we all go based wherever the entrance is, wherever you access it, that tells us the definition of the Ma'ara. So if you're coming in from a cave that's outside Yerushalayim and you go underneath into this tunnel, and now I'm actually underneath Yerushalayim, that's considered as if you're outside Yerushalayim still, which means I could be poed there the fruit still, which means also I cannot eat the fruit. But if it's, let's say, the Psuch Lefnim, let's say the entrance to the cave is inside the walls of Yerushalayim, even though the cave ends up going outside, we go based on the entrance. So then the Rashi says, Be'ilan halach achar nofa, when it comes to a tree, so we go based on the branches. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Masnisin de'hacha u'braisa Rabbi, yeah.
So just understand, even if the whole tree is inside and a little bit of a branch, it's outside, the whole thing is considered outside.
So it didn't say, it didn't define how much the branch. Right now, I assume there's the tree is here and all the branches are outside.
Right, so but that's right. But that's not very shy because the branches go on every
all directions.
Side.
Right. So if it's a little bit, I'm not sure how that would work then. If it's the way it was presented, it sounded like all the branches. Let's say you cut off the branches on one side. Uh-huh. But let's say they're like spread out evenly.
Right.
All over.
So that's a question.
So I'm not sure what would be then. I don't know. So then, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds, when it comes to the tree, you go based achar the nofa, after the branches. So now we see that's a machlokas. So the braisa we just saw on the bottom, which said that you Maiser Sheni goes based on achar nof, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But the opinion above that we said go based on the choma, that's the opinion of the chacham. So that's a machlokas tonight. So the Gemara waits, it says, hold on a second. Two lines down in Amud Beis. Emor de Shmasle, the Rebbe Yehuda, gave Meiser l'chumra. So granted, with regards to Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, we could follow the branches, l'chumra, which is, Ikaro b'chutz, v'nofo b'fnim, kihecha de b'nofo l'matzi park, b'ikaro nami l'matzi park. So let's say the tree is outside, and the branches are inside. So then we're going to go l'chumra, just like since the branches are inside the walls, you can't be a poda anymore, so too if you're outside by the trunk, you can't be poda either. So that's l'chumra. We just can't be poda. But we're only being machmir. We're not saying you're allowed to eat it, we just say you can't be poda. We're giving the chumra of it. And then if, let's say, ikar mibifnim, let's say the trunk is on the inside, v'nofo mibichutz, but the branches are on the outside, so here we say, just like the branches which are on the outside, you're not allowed to eat it, so to below p'diyah, without redeeming it first, so to the trunk on the inside, you can't eat it either without redeeming it. So all we're trying to say is, we're not paskining. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't paskin that you always go based achar nofo. He just says you always take a chumrah. Because remember, there's a chumrah.
And he agrees that, and he says you couldn't be poda either.
Exactly, you can't be poda either.
Meaning you always take the chumrah on
you're stuck,
sides.
Exactly. You can't be poda and you can't eat it.
Right.
So the branch, either way, he doesn't make a decision here. So that's what he says with regards to the Maiser Sheni. Ela gave Ari Miklat, with respect to Ari Miklat, Bishma, I understand, Ikaro Bechutz, V'nofa Bifnim, that if the trunk is outside and the branches are inside. So then we would say, just like the branches which are in the inside of the city, so the Goldam can't kill him, so too, if he's on the outside by the trunk, he'll be protected because it's going to follow after the branches that are the inside. But what about this last case? Ela ikaru mibifnim, if the trunk is on the inside, v'nofo b'chutz, and the branches are on the outside, would we say, kihecha de b'nofo matzikati lei? So if he's standing below the branches outside, we know the Goldam is allowed to kill him. Or would we also say, b'karu nami matzikati lei? So let's say he's found on the inside by the trunk. Would we say that the Goldam could kill him if he's inside the city, since the branches of this tree are going outside the city? Exactly, within Rabbi Yehuda, who holds this across the board, says it wouldn't make any sense. That doesn't make sense to be able to kill the guy. He's standing inside the Ari Miklat. But since he's standing next to the trunk, so we say it's as if he's standing outside the city, that doesn't make any sense. Hagavaykai, he's standing inside. So Amar Rava, Rava clarifies and says, Bikaro chuyama lo pligi de la matzikato. Everybody agrees, if he's standing on the trunk that's on the inside, in this case where the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, if you're standing inside next to the trunk of the tree, everyone agrees you can't kill him. Koi benofo, let's say he's standing by the branches, v'yachal ohargo b'chitzim u'v'tzorus, and the Goldam could kill him by shooting arrows or throwing rocks at him, d'chuyama lom pligi d'matzikatulei. In this case, everybody agrees that he's allowed to kill him because he's outside the city now, even though the branches are there, since the branches are outside, he's below the branches, and he's living in a space outside the city. So when is there machlokas? Ki pligi bimeve ikaro darga lenofo. So let's say he can't get him with an arrow. He's underneath heavy leaves and branches. He can't get to him. So now the way the Goldam has to get to him has to go inside the city first to climb up the trunk to get to the branches which are now hanging outside the city. So now you're going through the Ari Miklat to catch him. So how do you view this case now? So again, bimeve ikaro darga lenofo, where the trunk of the that's inside the Ari Miklat is being used as a darga, as a step, a ladder to get to the branches. So Marsava, one opinion holds, have ikaro darga lenofo, that the trunk is being used as a step to the nofo, and therefore what? Therefore we're saying that
he can't do it.
Then he can't. Is that the way I think I'll way around maybe.
Ikaro de darga lenofo is he can.
Because then really the ikar, the ikar is only
the
messiah, the nofo. The nofo is really the ikar, which is outside.
So he's the ladder going inside, go outside.
Yeah, because it's only a step to get to the nofo. The nofo is really the ikar. I shouldn't use the word ikar because ikar were being used here as a trunk. But really the nofo is the primary, and then this trunk is just really tuffel to the nofo to get there. But the other opinion told, Mar Savar lo havi ikaro darga lenofo. We don't view the trunk as being a step for the nofo. It stands on its own, and if he needs to access, again, it doesn't come out so clear in the Gemara, the words being used here, but the debate is, can you go through the inside of the city to get him who's hanging on the outside? Is that considered using the Ari Miklat as a way of getting him? So just look at Rashi. Maybe Rashi might be a little bit clear. He definitely is clearer than I am. Let's see if it'll be clear to us. Look at Rashi here, in the middle of a Rashi, in the medium wide lines down, if you you look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines down where it says Ki Pligi in Rashi. It's the first word on the line. Ki Pligi, when they argue is to come Rabbi Yehuda halach achar nof, lemeve ikaro darga lenofo, if the trunk is serving as a step for the branch. Sheikanes gol hadam l'toch hatchum, the gol hadam has to go inside the tchum of the city, but yala derech ha'ikar now needs to climb the tree, v'argenu benofo kamar. V'chi hach kula Isa the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has this kula. The halav ikar shadei baser nof ela kolchad kidekai. We don't throw the trunk after the branch, and therefore everything stands on its own. So, to be honest, I don't really have a clear way how to interpret the svar being used in the Gemara here. But somehow that's the debate here, whether or not you're allowed to go through the city to get to the branch. Okay, the Gemara now says Rav Ashi Amar. Yeah.
Enough only would help that he can't kill him directly, but he can kill him with
arrows with and stuff. Arrows. Exactly.
That's the difference between one and the other.
Everyone agrees you can kill him with arrows. That's allowed.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying if he's standing outside, the main difference is that you cannot kill him directly. He can kill him with arrows.
According to everyone, right. The debate is can you go inside to climb up? That's the debate. But how it plays out in the words here in the svar, I don't fully see how it comes out, but. Then the Gemara is in Rav Ashi Amar, my achar, nof, af achar nof. Rav Ashi has a whole other approach here. He says you even could follow after the branch. So what does that mean exactly? He says that the Mishnah, the Braisa, that spoke about the trunk inside, the branch outside, or vice versa, it says that when you go after the branch, it didn't mean you only go after the branch, it means you also could go after the branch. It's talking about L'chumra. But with respect to, look at the Rashi here, if you look at Rashi of Ashi Amar, my Acher Anof, the Kamar Masnisin Dehacha V'chein Braisa, Bari Miklat, Af Acher Anof. It means you also follow a branch. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, v'chula l'chumra, it's all l'chumra. Ule inyan meiser kiddushaninan, the answer above we gave meiser sheni, ule inyan miklat af achar nof kamar, even after the branch, which means, the hecha di karo b'chutz, when the trunk is outside, v'nofa b'fnim, the branches are inside the city, so then, shada ikaro basar nofa, you throw the tree, the trunk, after the branch, which means it's on the inside. We view everything as being inside, l'chumra. And lo velo tema kedekai kai. We don't say since the guy's outside you could kill him, since the trunk follows the branches which are inside, he gets a hatzala. Aval hecha di kar b'fnim, if the trunk is on the inside, v'nofa b'chutz, and the branches are on the outside, here as well, shade nofa basa ikar. We also go after the ikar. We also go based on the trunk. V'masikatulei begufei. We protect him in both directions. Not that we always go after the nof, we also go after the nof, which means we go after the ikar, and we also go after the nof, whichever one will be provide him a protection. That's what the Mishnah means. Okay. New Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, yeah. Well, it's, even though it's a mitzvah, it could still be a chumrah in terms of in the individual's life, though.
Right. But it depends how you look at the chumrah.
Is a chumrah mitzvah the gohal dam, is a chumrah mitzvah the nefash? I assume the chumrah is always going to be from the side of the rotzeach, because neshama is more important than the guy fulfilling the mitzvah.
Right.
The Mishnah now says, Harag ba'osu ha'ir, golu mishchun l'shchun. So let's say the rotzeach already had been exiled to a city, and then he kills someone else in that city, so he's sent to a different neighborhood within that city. Uben Levi Gola Meir Leir. And let's say a Levi had killed, he was living in Ir Miklat, and then he killed someone Bishogeg, so he has to be sent out of that city. Now, Rashi points out is he doesn't have to be sent out from the city. Rashi says he's allowed to. The lacha is that a Rotzeach is not allowed to leave his Ir Miklat. A Levi who lives in the Ir Miklat, because that's where he lives, not because he killed someone, but that's the Yerusha he has. So let's say he kills someone in his city. So now he could stay in his city, it will provide Hatzala for him, but he's also allowed to leave the city to go to a different Ir Miklat. Because his living in the Ir Miklat in the first place wasn't because he was a Rotzeach to start off. So he's allowed to leave, but he doesn't have to leave. He could stay there if he wanted in this Ir Miklat. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, V'samti l'cha makom, I'm going to place for you a makom, I'm going to make a place for you. V'samti l'cha, the pasuk continues to say l'cha b'chayecha makom, and in your lifetime. So this is a pasuk that appears, where is this pasuk? Shmos. So samti l'cha makom asher yanush shama. So what the drash is, I'm going to give l'cha b'chayecha, I'm going to give a place in your lifetime. He's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now even though we know Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zocha to have the three Ari Mikla and Eivar Yardin to take effect, this pasuk says, "B'chayecha, there will be some level of Ir Miklat, makom imkomcha, a place from your makom, asher yanush shama, that people are going to run to." So, what does the pasuk, what does the drasha mean? So, milamed shehayu yisrael megalin b'midbar lahechen megalin l'machane levia. So, apparently, it's a strange thing, but apparently, people would have murdered in the midbar. They killed each other. They killed each other b'shogeg. So now, where would they go as a place of atzala? So they would go to the place of the makom of. You're getting a call, by the way. I think your wife's calling. So the goes to the place of the levia, the place of the makom levia to Moshe Rabbeinu's place of living. That's where the Ari Miklat would be in the midbar. So mikan amr. From here we see that Ben Levi sheharag gola mipelach lepelach. That a Ben Levi who kills goes from one city to the another city, but v'im gala b'palcha palcha kalta. But if he wants, he could stay in his own city, and that's going to provide protection for him as well. Meaning, he doesn't have to leave the city; he has the option of leaving the city, but he could also stay where he wants to stay. And then Amar Rav Achab Reidu Rav Ika Maikra. What's the pasuk that he's allowed to? That his own city provides protection for him. Tells us that ki be'ir miklata yashav ir shekatasa kfar. He's allowed to stay in the city that he had been living in. It's going to provide protection for him as well, if he decides to stay in the city. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.